loaded semi-trucks parked outside a Green Bay mall while volunteers filled bags with food. People began lining up well before the allotted hour, and by the time the distribution was ready, the line snaked between parked cars. Organizers expected to help 1,000 people in the matter of 2 hours. Friends Jody and Pat from Green Bay were toward the front of the line. Both women say they get by on disability.
Do you think people understand how hard it is on a fixed income to make ends meet these days?
No, but they think they do, but they really don't.
I mean, you can budget, but trying to budget what they give you is kind of impossible. You just got to take from Peter, give to Paul, and...
Each got 4 sacks of groceries. The women say it'll make it that much easier to catch up on other bills. It's a familiar story to Jim Hoganson. He founded Manna for Life Ministries in Green Bay. The group's main mission is a soup kitchen and food pantry.
When we started the soup kitchen 2 years ago, we served like 35 people a day, and we're up to 155 a day now. But during the summer, it really spikes up because moms will come in with their children and stuff. And it goes up to about 250.
The food drop was provided by Feeding America. A spokesperson for the distribution service says demand across eastern Wisconsin has risen by 20% over the last 2 years. It now serves up more than 15 million pounds of food each year in the region. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.